State and local officials unveiled a plan for fixing Flint's water problems, but one demand of many city residents is not on the list. Michigan Department of Environmental Quality Director Dan Wyand addressed what he sees as the critical problem in Flint.
We know many residents are concerned about health and the health of their children. We understand many have lost confidence in the drinking water. We need to build that back, and we need to do more.
In the year since the city of Flint switched getting its drinking water from Detroit to the Flint River, there have been problems. First, residents complained about the smell, taste, and appearance of their tap water. Then came E. coli outbreaks, then problems with chemicals. Recently, tests showed high lead levels in the water and in the blood of Flint children. State officials have a new plan, which includes more testing of schools, homes, and people. The state is also chipping in $1 million to pay for water filters for Flint homes. But several state officials downplay the problem, for example, suggesting Flint children have had a problem with high blood lead levels before the city started getting its water from the Flint River. That assessment does not sit well with many in Flint.
Flint lives matter! Flint lives matter! Flint lives matter! Flint lives matter!
About 30 protesters, some wearing hazmat suits, stood outside the midday news conference in Flint to voice their displeasure with the new plan for Flint's water. Pastor Alan Overton is with the Concerned Pastors for Social Action.
I feel like we're in Hurricane Katrina. George Bush just flew over and said everything was okay. This is awful. We have a state of emergency here, and they're treating it as though it's no real big deal. We're going to work it out with some water filters and give them some bottled water, and it's going to be okay. It's a Band-Aid, and it's real serious here, and they continue to just play it as though it's really not that important.
Overton and others say the solution is going back to Detroit water. Flint Mayor Dane Walling, for whom the city's water problems have become a thorny issue in his reelection campaign this fall, says returning to Detroit water remains on the table, but that the city will need the state's help.
So far, the estimated cost would be about the $1.5 to $2 million per month, depending on the usage level. I think everyone's aware, based on the presentation to City Council on Wednesday night, that the city is not in a position to afford that cost.
And at least at this point, Governor Snyder is not offering to pick that cost up. Meanwhile, this weekend, 4,000 water filters will be distributed to needy families. Pregnant women, formula-fed babies, and people living in neighborhoods with high lead levels in the water are being given high priority. But Genesee County health officials say they'll need 20,000 water filters to meet the need. In the end, Flint officials are hopeful a new pipeline being built from Lake Huron will help with the problem. But questions remain about the long-term effects on Flint's water system and about the health of the city's residents. I'm Steve Carmody.